There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are watching Gilmore Girls episode 11 of season 1. This one is called Paris is Burning. So I have a feeling that we're going to be in the school.
Oh. Yep. And it probably has to do with Paris.
It probably does. The last episode was pretty good.
Max Medina again.
Yeah, I can see him there. I guess if you want to start, unless you have anything you want to say.
Yeah, no, last episode we had like the two-parter where it was like Rory going to the dance and then her and Dean stayed out too late or whatever. And then forgiveness and stuff was...
Grandpa went to the hospital.
With the grandpa.
Yeah. Then they kind of all forgave each other because, you know, during a crisis, you realize what's
like a
most
good
important.
Family crisis to let bygones be bygones.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Walking on the street.
Laryngitis.
Walking around town.
Mumps.
It's still...
Narcolepsy. Oh. Are we going to have to go through this every time we decide who has to clean out
the It's still winter, but it's not snowy anymore.
Osteoporosis. Puppies! That's not a disease.
Are they...
I think they were just naming diseases of the alphabet.
In order of the alphabet.
So there's a ton of pets in cages and stuff in the middle of the square. And there is a severe haze on this filter right now. Like, I guess it's supposed to be early spring or something.
Why does it look so blurry?
There's so many dogs. Oh, my God.
Look at the baby. Mom. Oh, Buttercup was found cold and wet.
There's one thing Lorelai should not get is a dog.
100%.
It's a sad highway. As compared to all the happy highways he could have been abandoned by? Her lineage includes Cocker Spaniel, Golden Retriever, Bouvier de Flanders.
Zuntite.
Thank you. And Rottweiler.
Buttercup is a special dog. Mm-hmm. She is extremely skittish and tends to react badly toward blonde-haired females, brunette males, children of either sex, other animals, red clothing, cabbage, or anyone in a uniform.
Cabbage!
Hey, we just found the doggy version of you.
Can I help you?
Do not love
Luke
just came up.
Feed themselves.
Shut up, you. We
can barely feed
owners.
Themselves.
Thank you.
You cannot be serious.
We could get him a pretty bowl.
She agrees with you, Emily.
New name.
Mom.
Buttercup thing really has to go.
Do I need to remind you of Skippy?
Skippy?
I can't believe you would
Who's
bring up Skippy?
Skippy.
Skippy was our hamster.
He doesn't care.
What happened to Skippy?
Nothing happened to Skippy. Every time Mom would put her hand in his cage, he'd bite her.
And- oh my God, Emily, this is like what happened with yours.
Alessandra, don't talk about my hamster right now.
I think about that and it makes me laugh every single time.
That was something that happened to me.
Maybe you'll tell a story after we get through this anecdote with them.
Laugh.
Maybe I will.
Oh, this one laughed. Trust me.
So finally she got fed up.
Of being laughed at by a hamster?
Well, yeah. And she stopped cleaning its cage. Instead, every day she would stuff some Kleenex in there.
You didn't.
It was the quilted kind.
So this keeps going on, and the cage is just a cage full of Kleenex that moves a little. And the smell, really good.
I can imagine.
No, you can't.
Oh, God.
So then she takes the cage to the place where we bought him, waits for the sales guy to go behind the desk, and dumps it on the counter, then bolts.
No!
You abandon your hamster?
Look, I know it was bad, but this was a vicious hamster. This was like a Damien hamster with little beady eyes and a big forked tail and a cape with a hood and her... Bye-bye, Buttercup. Bye-bye.
You did the right thing.
I want a pet.
That was somehow better than what you did to your hamster.
I mean, I don't know.
No, no thoughts.
I mean, having a dirty cage for a long—that's
it's pretty
that's
bad.
Bad for it.
That is pretty bad. That was just a
2-second, one-time thing that happened because it bit me and I had a reflex. Okay, like what am I supposed to do? All right, am I telling the story now? All right, I had a hamster. I had a hamster. The hamster. Alessandra, get a hold of yourself. Hamster did not like being grabbed out of the cage. So I usually used a spoon, or from then I used a spoon, I think, because I learned to not stick my hand and grab the hamster.
You mean you picked it up with a spoon?
Like we had this big serving spoon, and what I would do is I would put the spoon, shove it under the hamster's feet,
yeah,
and then it would like pick it up and then take it out, mm-hmm. and then the hamster was fine after that. The hamster wouldn't try to bite me. It was like when you tried to get it out of the cage,
right?
Like this hamster probably didn't like me. So I learned after this incident to start doing that. So anyway, go in, grab the hamster. I think I had one of those cages where it had like the little bed on the top where it could go through the tunnel to get to the top.
Yeah.
And so the hamster was in the top. So I opened up the little flap to pick the hamster up. The hamster, I go to wrap my hand around it. The hamster bites my finger. I go, ow. And I throw my hand back because I want to take my finger away from the pain. Apparently the hamster was still clung to my finger. I throw my hand back because I'm like, ow. Hamster still swinging from my phalange. Let's go. Let's go. Smacks the wall behind me. Falls to the ground.
And did it just stun it and then it was okay?
It was stunned. It was stunned. After a couple seconds, it was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Hamster still lived.
Yeah.
Many happy years after that.
Many?
I don't know.
I mean, they don't live that long. Maybe 2 years.
Maybe like 2-3 years tops.
Yeah.
Like this didn't break any bones. Like I checked on it to make sure that it wasn't walking
Emily,
funny.
It's okay.
Like back was broken. Like.
I just think this, about your story all the time.
This is a situation that happened to me in a hamster.
Thank you. Okay. So we all agree that Lorelai should not have a dog.
Lorelai should definitely have a
dog. Bring me my slippers in the morning.
I might if you had slippers.
We wear a collar?
No,
it'll be pink.
You're sick.
Hey, watch how you talk to me. Remember what happened to Skippy.
All right, here we go. This loud ass thing every time.
It's so loud.
So loud. You do your head banging and... Oh, sorry, I paused it.
Well, you stopped it. There we go.
There you go.
My AirPods are going to fling out of my ear. You need to film me doing my Gilmore Girls theme song headbanging at some point.
I do.
Put it on TikTok.
Special appearance by Edward Herman. I'm in autumn.
I'll make sure to like scrunchy half up, half down when I do it, so I really get the swing.
The real swing.
Yeah, I'll screen record next time, and then we'll post it on TikTok.
Okay, we are at dinner date.
Max Medina's house.
Mac Medina's.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong.
Salt, please.
He still lives.
20 minutes ago, we were sitting at the dinner table, were we not?
Yes, we were.
There were candles and flowers and plates and knives and cloth napkins.
I love the little sombrero napkin holders. Very Olay.
And the whole time we were at said dinner table, you ate 2, maybe 3 bites of this amazing dinner that I made for you.
Pass the bread.
She's eating a lot now.
And yet, as soon as that dinner's over and I start cleaning up, suddenly that's when you're starving.
Oh, it's after dinner. I see.
Watching someone work makes me hungry.
I get that.
If I hadn't stopped watching This Old House, I'd be 500 pounds right now. Uh-huh. What are you doing?
Passing these to you?
No, please.
I highly doubt that, Lauren Graham.
So where did you learn to make ossobuco anyway?
Yum.
From this very old Italian woman who used to live upstairs. She had lost her husband a couple years before, and she kind of looked at me as like a son.
Oh.
Sweet.
She was.
So an old girlfriend, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like some coffee?
Yes, please.
Oh, they just had a lingering, like, that was very cute.
It was like a, was like a little almost kiss. Did you read
Rory's paper yet? Not yet.
It's really good.
Lorelai.
Sure it is.
Oh, and look. It's right on top.
This is very...
A coincidence.
This is the problem. You can't do that, Lorelai.
Some really big words in here. I just hope you have a dictionary with you when you read it.
Oh, I will.
You know, I could just save you the time and put an A on it for you.
Well, that really wouldn't be fair to the other students whose mothers aren't here tonight, would it?
This lighting is very strange in this house.
Hello? Life isn't fair. And the sooner those kids learn that, the better.
Well, I'll take that advice into
account.
Look at
this kitchen. Like, why is he lit like that? Wow. It's like he's lit from above very strangely.
What does he have industrial, like, metal shelves in his house?
That's what I was thinking. It's like, he's got garage shelves inside of his house.
I have these in my garage.
And he's got his books all over them. It's so strange. So strange. Also looks like he has a lot of copies of the same book. Like, look at down there. There's two of the same book.
That's two of the exact same book.
Oh, you just got super loud for some reason. Sorry.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. What is going on?
Oh no.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, let's just keep playing this.
Every now and then.
I'm gonna mute you for a moment.
Urge to say something like, as Marcel Proust would say. But of course, I have no idea what Marcel Proust would say, so I don't even go there. I could do as Michael Crichton would say, but it's not exactly the same, you know?
Take it.
Oh, no.
It says I'm unallowed to mute you. Unmute you. So you have to unmute yourself. Oh, it's still loud.
I have to
unmute
myself?
Is there, like, somebody doing anything on your side where it's, like, they're outside, like, mowing the grass or something?
My computer is taking off.
That is what is happening right now.
I can try and move my microphone a little bit away from it, but this is the way I live.
Oh, I think it's getting better. Say something.
Is that better?
It's a little.
Is it better?
It's a little bit better. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
It looks so valuable.
Well, it's a book. It's meant to be read.
You sure?
Take it.
So what book does she want to borrow?
Okay.
I'm sorry, we gotta go back.
Take it.
Oh.
I was not paying attention.
Say. But of course I have no idea what Marcel Proust would say, so I don't even go there. I could do as Michael Crichton would say, but it's not exactly the same, you know?
Take it.
I'm sorry. I completely... Here we go.
Really big words in here. I just hope you have a dictionary with you when you read it.
Oh, I will.
You know, I could just save you the time and put an A on it for you.
Well, that really wouldn't be fair to the other students whose mothers aren't here tonight, would it?
Yes, you're right. Although, life isn't fair. And the sooner those kids learn that, the better.
Well, I'll take that advice into account.
Wow, these are beautiful. I never read Proust.
Oh, it is Proust. Okay.
Every now and then, I'm seized with an overwhelming urge to say something like... As Marcel Proust would say. But of course, I have no idea what Marcel Proust would say, so I don't even go there. I could do as Michael Crichton would say, but it's not exactly the same, you know?
Take it.
Oh, no. It looks so valuable.
Well, it's a book. It's meant to be read.
You sure?
Exactly.
Take it. Read it.
Okay. I will.
Right now.
Not now.
What?
She sits down and starts flipping through the pages.
But, what about...
Oh, he wants to kiss her. Oh, they kiss
him.
Oh. Required reading.
Oh. Honestly, this guy's...
Yep, okay.
He's doing...
Reading squad.
He's pulling all the right moves. Like, he has tons of books.
Is this my extra credit work? Because Missy just had to take a test.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, good. Yeah.
All right. Well, that seemed to be a successful date.
Where do you think you're going?
Yeah.
She just snuck in and Rory's sleeping on the couch.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know, but my watch stopped during a terrible car wreck, and I had to save kittens and small children and 4 baby chicks.
Did you have a nice time?
Not bad.
That's a very big smile for a not bad night.
Yeah, well. Hey, he loaned me a book.
What book?
Swan's Way.
Aren't we ambitious?
Yes, we are.
You know what it means when a man loans you a book, don't you?
That he's already read it?
Yep.
How was your night?
Homework.
How many times did Dean call?
Not that many.
How many?
3, 5.
Not an all-time high, but very respectable. I'm going to bed. You staying here?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. I've got the pillows in a perfect mush position.
Okay.
Okay.
Night, Mom.
Yeah, you just go think about what you've done.
I will.
Jesus.
Hey. What?
You look happy.
I am, kid.
Just checking.
Oh. I mean, Max Medina is a good dude.
Yeah, I can't remember what happens, but that oppresses like the heft. He seems okay right now. Cathedral
tune. Yeah, he seems like a catch.
That, my friends, is the first verse of a poem by Emily Dickinson. Now read some of those tonight. And as you do, consider the fact that Emily Dickinson writes convincingly about passion and about the world, in spite of the fact that she lived as a virtual recluse.
Hmm.
It'll help you appreciate her mind.
Okay.
I could listen to him talk about passion all day. Do you think he's dating anyone?
Of course he is.
Oh, man.
Sure.
Please.
They're talking right in front of Rory.
Have you seen teachers?
He's a teacher.
Mm-mm. Male teachers are different. They can still be mysterious.
I bet his girlfriend's pretty.
I bet she's dumb.
Why?
Dumb girls crave smart men. It's the whole Marilyn Monroe Arthur Miller syndrome.
I still think she's lucky. Whoever he's dating is a loser who doesn't care that he's a teacher in this ridiculous school making a ridiculous teacher's salary. What are you looking at?
Jesus.
Guess someone read the paper today.
Paris.
I know.
They have Paris, so many Paris defined opinions.
Very ugly. Your dad should have
just paid her more than she wanted. Paris. Paris's parents are getting divorced.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey. That's why she's so pissed off all the time.
The entire back of her body surgically reconstructed.
Well, it doesn't match the front now, does it?
They're so mean.
How's the squab?
Okay, we got grandma's.
Good.
Squab.
Lorelai?
Grandpa's not eating.
It's the best tiny weird bird I have ever eaten.
I'm glad.
Why are you smiling like that?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
You're smiling.
I'm happy.
That's not your I'm happy smile.
Well, what smile is it, Lorelai?
That's your I've got something on Lorelai smile.
Rory, your mother must be very tired.
She works a lot.
I grew up with that smile. I know that smile.
Tell me about school.
Well, my French final went pretty well.
You can change the subject. I know the smile.
Whatever you say, dear.
I've used it a few times myself.
This is such a...
So tell me about Parents' Day. Parents' Day.
Mrs.
Next
Maisel
Wednesday,
conversation right now.
When all the parents are supposed to go to the classes with their children all day long?
The Chilton newsletter came out today.
Yep.
Right. That's why she's smiling.
You didn't
read yours? Not yet.
Ah.
But you knew that.
Well.
Hence the smile.
Yeah.
Lorelai, you're really being silly. There is no evil plan afoot here. I simply brought up a subject I thought we could all talk about.
Right.
I'll try another subject.
She's always doing this.
The color blue is very pleasant, isn't it?
Mom, not everybody can wait outside the mailbox for the Chilton newsletter to arrive and then instantly memorize the contents in 3 seconds.
I'd like to weigh in on the blue color subject, please.
You have your priorities. Far be it for me to question them.
Just because I didn't read the newsletter doesn't mean I don't care about my daughter.
So are you going?
To what?
To Parents' Day.
Why don't we talk about it next Friday when I've actually read the newsletter? I guarantee it'll be more fun.
We could, except for the fact that Parents' Day is next Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yep.
If you talked about it on Friday, then you would have missed it.
Wednesday, huh?
It's okay, Mom. You don't have to be there.
I guess we could talk about how you missed it, though.
I won't miss it.
Mom, it's not a big deal. You're busy.
You know what? I'll go.
That's exactly what she wanted.
Why not? You have to work. I, as you have insinuated, have no life. Therefore,
she should go because
she cares.
Goes, everyone
busy.
Will know that
I'm
her
going.
And Max
I will
are
be there.
Together.
That's it.
But
end
that's
story. Okay.
That's fine, the roughage fine. Of this episode.
So did you read on page 2 about the mother-daughter God. Talent show?
She's got to be joking.
Okay?
That's so funny.
Mom, I have
okay,
to go.
Back of the house.
Wait, have you seen my orange suede hair clip thingy?
She's getting
top
prepared
right-hand
for
drawer.
A date.
It's not there.
Did you check in your purse?
Yes.
Under your scarves?
Yes.
In your sock
Why
drawer?
Does she have to go? Where's she going?
I don't know. A date?
Where's Rory going?
I'm gone.
Bye.
I don't know.
Hey,
she's
wait.
Like sleeping over
what?
At Lands or something?
Blue disco sequin bag.
No.
Why?
Bad.
Really?
Hi.
Bye.
And how's she going to get there?
Wait.
Is she going to drive?
Mom, come on. Mr. Medina's going to be here any minute.
Okay, just tell me one more thing.
Oh, she wants to
Where's
leave before I get
there. Where's the silver dangly bracelet?
I'm wearing it.
Why
I
see.
Are you wearing it?
Because it's mine.
No. Right. Hey, can I borrow your silver dangly bracelet?
I'll leave it on the table for
Thank you.
Oh, no. What He's there. Shit.
Oh, Lorelai.
The doorbell rang.
Why did the doorbell ring?
Because someone's at the door.
It's 8 o'clock. Who shows up at 8 o'clock for an 8 o'clock date?
I don't know, maybe a Chilton teacher?
Everybody knows that 8 o'clock means 8:28:15 tops. Well, obviously
he was ready. He's out the door, he's listening. He's cute, but this punctuality thing has knocked 10 points off the dream guy quotient. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so go. Oh, wait. You have to get the door.
What?
Yeah, because I'm not ready.
I'm not supposed to get the door. Remember, we agreed. I don't get the door when you have a date.
I know, but I'm not even supposed to
He's just listening to this.
Daughter shall be nowhere near house when said man materializes. It's a good rule. It's been working.
Okay, but he's standing out there, and it's cold, and my slip is now completely stuck in my skirt zipper, and they'll have to bury me like this.
Mom.
Just this once.
They're so crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
Rory?
Come on in.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Can't you just leave now?
Can I get you something? I mean, we don't really have anything, but if you wanted something and we had it, I'd be happy to get it for you.
I'm fine.
We have water.
That's okay.
It's not bad water, actually. I mean, it's not a funny color or anything.
I'm good. Really.
Yeah. We have bottled water. You can go.
No, thanks.
Just leave, Rory.
One bottle, actually.
It's quite all right.
We really need to go to the store.
So, should we...
Sit? Right. Yeah, let's sit.
No, Rory, leave. You already have your backpack on.
So, what are your Just plans leave. Tonight?
I'm going over to my friend Lane's house.
Oh, so you're right, Emily.
And you guys are...
Dinner, movies, usual.
Right.
Oh my god. He can sit in silence by himself, or just leave
This is a little uncomfortable.
Yes, it is.
But the thing is, if things go well the way I hope they're going, then we might be doing this again.
Sitting uncomfortably?
Seeing each other outside of school.
That's okay. I am fine with this whole you and my mom thing.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Well, I better go.
Are you okay with
it? It's good to talk to you, Rory.
Yeah, too, it's kind of weird, but...
Why don't you call me Max? Just when we're out of school.
I think I can do that.
Why not?
It's going to be hard.
It sounds wrong. Disrespectful. I mean, you're my teacher, Mr. Medina. And if I start thinking of you as a Max, even as a part-time Max, it just seems like it'll get too confusing.
How about this, then?
You can start calling him Max at school, and that's just not...
No. Yeah, that's not going to be good.
When we're not in school, I'll call you Rebecca.
Rebecca.
And what? You'll call me?
Norman?
Norman?
Well...
I look like a Norman to you?
I'm sorry. Psycho was on earlier, and it was just the first name that came to mind. I'll think of something else. How about Alfred?
You know what? Norman's fine.
Are you sure?
Positive. I love it. I might make a legal change.
Okay. Well, I better go.
I hope you and Lane have a good time.
Thanks. Oh, would you give this to my mom for me?
Absolutely.
Thanks. Oh, Norman? Have her home by 10.
I think this is a cute solution here with the names.
I can't believe you won't just sell them.
Okay, yeah, Luke. Sure. So small-minded. Suki's come in with her produce dude.
Squash are extremely popular with customers.
Yes, I know.
Rory's People sitting at the counter reading.
That is exactly my point.
What do you have, sir? Anything that comes with the
These two are dangerously close to making out.
Day in, day out.
Yes, great. I
haven't seen Suki in a while.
I know.
Try stuffing something a little different this time, huh?
A zucchini tush.
Just a temporary name.
You want me to serve my customers a genetically engineered vegetable that's named after a butt?
Hey, this is an all-natural vegetable hybrid that is perfectly safe, completely delicious, and yes, it looks a little odd, but you can put it on the map.
I want the blossoms.
Fine. You want to think small? Think small. I'm done.
Oh my goodness, these two.
Jackson invented a new vegetable.
Oh, his name is Jackson. Okay.
It's too bad that bowling league didn't work out for him.
Yeah.
She just took Rory's coffee and drank it.
Where?
They were in the drawer with the roasting pans.
Cool.
Lorelai found her skates.
Rory, nice skating date.
I'm Nancy Kennedy.
Ice skates.
And I'm Tanya Harding. I'm going to do the whole shoelace coming untied, nervous breakdown, let me start again act and everything.
Their ice skates were in with their oven pans.
Oh, you are constantly trying to ruin my fun.
Do they even fit anymore?
Yes, they fit.
They look rusted.
Well, can I just have some coffee, please?
Hand them over.
See, he's gonna
clean him and tighten the blades.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Can you make them really?
Because he loves Lorelai.
Maybe add a couple pom poms.
Just hand them over.
Thank you. You get really good service.
Oh,
yeah, I do.
Because he's a soup.
He really is. Yeah.
Too much cheese, too little bowl. Enough said. So I think I'm just gonna go for it and wear the fur trim skating skirt. Pride be damned.
Good to see you. Make sure you get your paycheck.
Max, go skating with us. Max?
Yeah, I thought maybe he'd want to go.
When did you start calling him Max?
Well, the other night, Norman. He said that I should probably call him something other than Mr. Medina when we're outside of school. Which makes sense, so I'm getting used to saying Max.
Well, you don't see him.
Oh, I guess the Norman thing went out the window.
No, but I probably will since you guys are obsessed with each other.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm obsessed.
No, it's okay. I mean, of all the guys to have hanging around, he seems like a good choice.
He is. I like him. He's good. A decent dude so far.
So what do you think about the skating?
What?
Mr. Medina? I'm sorry, Max? Do you think you'd want to go?
I don't think he skates.
Well, maybe we could all do something else together.
Yeah, good. Something else is good. I love something else.
Lorelai is wigging out.
Well, because she's getting too close. Okay, and, you know... Okay, she's doing a little pedicure. Got her feet in the water.
Stop talking to me.
She looks so cute.
But I could still skate.
Was this after they went skating?
No, I think. Oh, I guess not. Yeah, I guess her feet just really hurt after her skating adventure. Suki is there giving her some tea.
It's not like riding a bike, you know.
Now you tell me.
So.
Emily, I'm going to mute you again because it's getting loud again.
Well, I'm going to do a little line dancing, then run a 10K, and then just jump up and down really hard for about an hour.
No, Max?
Uh-uh.
Taking a night off?
I don't see.
Oh, it's actually the video that was making that noise that time. Not you. So you can unmute yourself. Oh, no, it was you.
What sound was it? Oh.
I can hear your computer. It's pretty loud. Okay, all right.
See him every night, Suki.
He seems like a great guy.
He is.
That didn't sound very convincing.
No, he is. He is a great guy for someone.
No, Lorelai, come on.
Yes.
Someone else who's not you, although you're the person spending every waking hour with him.
Right.
Uh-huh. How long have you been dating?
Why?
2 months you've been seeing him, right?
Point, Suki.
You're just right on schedule, that's all.
Do you have to say something, Emily?
Is it still loud? I moved my computer again.
It's still loud, yeah.
Oh, god damn it. 2 months does not seem right.
It does to me. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of stuff happens in 2 months in this show, but it does seem the right amount of time for Lorelai to freak out and start distancing herself from the perfect person at this point. Because that seems
that
to be your personality.
Sense, it doesn't feel like they've been dating for 2 months. Dance.
Mm-hmm. 2 months, right on the nose.
Yep.
You're good.
I do not do a dance.
You're cha-cha-chaing right now.
I am not cha-cha-chaing.
Out of the picture.
Rory is starting to get attached to Max, and that's not good.
Oh, Rory's getting attached to
Max. Okay.
Yes. And since I've decided that Max is probably not the guy for me, I think it's better that we break it off before she gets hurt.
Practical.
Yes.
Can I say something here?
Of course you can.
Cha-cha-cha.
Stop that.
Live la vida loca.
Suki!
Shake-a-bom-bom, shake-a-bom-bom.
Hey, you will not stand there singing Ricky Martin songs to me. This is not a pattern, okay? I'm not doing what I always do. This is not the same.
Actually, you're right. Usually you don't get so upset and defensive during the cha-cha talk.
Ah,
you must really like this guy.
When did you become the relationship expert? You haven't been in a relationship in years.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Zero to jackass in 3.2 seconds.
That's all right. Your feet hurt.
No, it isn't. It is never, ever okay for me to talk to you like that. I'm so, so sorry. Please, honey.
I understand. Really. You know, it's not like I don't want a relationship.
I know. I didn't mean anything by it.
It's hard with my hours. I'm always at the inn or at the market or the hospital.
Please, forgive me.
Do you the hospital.
To sing some more Ricky Martin.
I guess.
No.
You can. Yeah. I deserve it.
Cheese and a superstition, black cats and voodoo dolls.
I've got a premonition. That girl's gonna make me fall.
Oh, jeez. Lorelai.
You know, I heard Paris's dad is actually...
Okay, this is probably a good time to take a break.
Sounds good.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, we are back. What do you think of Lorelai's accidental rudeness to Suki there?
I think that was harsh to say, even if it was more of just an observation.
I agree.
And
she did acknowledge it, like, immediately that it was harsh, so.
She did, but it also kind of just gave us a little bit more insight into Suki as a character, since, you know, we just know that at this moment that she is just the cook at the inn,
mm-hmm.
who has probably an enemies to lovers relationship with Jackson, the produce guy. So, I mean, that's definitely where that's going.
She has some passion for Jackson. That's for sure.
Do I still sound... I've moved my mic away even further.
It sounds fine.
Okay. It's way over here now. So just make sure you can actually hear me, like, talk into it.
When you talk at it, I hear it best.
Great.
That's where I hear the best.
I'll try to talk this way then.
Yes, okay. We're back at school with Chad Michael Murray here.
You got a second family in Paris?
Wow.
Yeah. Rory.
Hey, Mr. Medina.
I enjoyed your paper on Dickinson.
I had fun writing it.
It showed.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Rory.
Yeah?
No. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Why is he being weird?
My name?
Because yes. Lorelai's probably being weird with him.
Okay.
Actually, I just wanted to see if Lorelai...
No.
If your mom is coming to Parents' Day.
Oh, well...
Because I'm just trying to get an accurate number of parents who are coming, you know, for the cookie count.
Right.
You're not being coy about this.
He's so cute. Coming.
I hadn't heard from her in a while about it.
She'll be here.
Okay, good.
Oh, he really likes her, too. It's...
But you should put us down for four.
For what?
For cookies.
Okay, good. I will.
Bye.
Oh, man. He's really... Okay.
Four slices pepperoni pizza.
Back at home?
Tuesday?
Last Tuesday?
Tuesday in the fridge. Distant past.
Toss it.
There's another pizza in there.
Geller?
Your very best friend in the whole world?
Her parents are getting a major divorce. Pretty sure
they eat pizza like really? 4 times a week.
Her dad's like this bigwig at a huge pharmaceutical company, and they're printing all the sordid details about it in the paper.
Wow, that is a big divorce. Sorted.
Well, it's not the Rick James incident, but Hugh Grant should be feeling pretty good about himself.
If she was anybody else in the entire universe, I might feel bad for her.
Actually, I kind of do feel bad for her.
That's because you are the nicest kid ever to walk the earth.
Oh.
The whole school's talking about it. And the weird thing is that the whole dynamic there has changed for me.
Really? How so?
Well, Madeline and Louise, Paris's best friends, they said hello to me the other day.
Really? Like a normal hello? Not like a
just
here's Johnny
eating
kind of
a
hello?
Cold fry?
No. Friendly. No accent.
That can't
wow,
be
you're
good.
You're the new Heather.
Yes.
Into the trash.
Oh,
that they immediately throw away.
This is the pizza another from pizza. Mystery Tuesday. That one's completely fine.
Okay.
Don't.
It's in the box.
Oscar.
Felix.
Forget it.
Fine.
This is bad.
How's Mom's Way coming?
God, they're goblins.
Oh, finished. You're kidding. It took me forever to read that. I had to renew it 10 times.
The first sentence. I finished the first sentence. Yeah, it's just, I'm so swamped right now. You know, it's the totally wrong time to start reading the longest book known to man. Hey, maybe you could give it back to Max for me?
Just bring it with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That whole conversation is me whenever you ask me how Era Fire is going. I'm like, oh, I finished the first sentence.
Oh, I read another sentence.
Yeah. Oh, I read another sentence today. Oh, I read like 2 more pages today.
But hey, that's progress.
Yeah, I'm on like 67% now or something. So
you still have so much more to go.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even envy you. Like, I don't even feel bad for you.
I just, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't been in, and I thought I could get away, but now I can't.
That's because she's trying to get away from Mr. Medina.
You know.
No, I don't.
She's making up an
in thing. The inn with the flags and the little men and the peanuts, the thing.
Little men?
Forget it. It's not important. I just don't think I can go.
Okay, fine.
So
she's being so weird.
Give this book back to Max tomorrow, that would be great.
Why don't you just give it back to him the next time you see him?
Because I'm not sure when that will be, and he should have his book.
You see him all the time.
Rory, could you just give it back to him, okay?
Are you breaking up with him?
What are you talking
about? There we go.
There it is.
He hasn't heard from you, and now you're asking me to give him the book back.
How do you know he hasn't heard from me?
He wanted to know if you were going to Parents' Day, and then he mentioned that you guys hadn't talked lately.
He shouldn't be asking you about me.
Why are you breaking up with him?
Because it's not working out.
But you seem so happy.
It's not right. That's all.
So that's why you're not going tomorrow.
No, I'm not going tomorrow because of the thing at the inn.
That's crap.
You're such a liar.
You know, there is no thing at the inn. You're avoiding Mr. Medina and you're trying to lie to me. And you promised you would go and, hey, do whatever you want. I don't care. Just leave me out of it and give him the book back yourself.
Fine. I will.
There you go.
Lorelai is extremely annoying with this. This is not the way you behave.
How's
no.
The bell's gonna ring. Before you go one more step.
They're at Parents' Day.
Tell me you still like me.
She's there.
You bug me.
I'll take that as a yes. And I want you to know that I will deal with my issues with Max myself.
Doesn't sound like you are.
I believe you.
So where are we going?
Stop shouting this in the school halls.
Great.
Thanks for talking into your mic, Emily.
You can't just leave now, Paris, please.
At least I'm gonna get whiplash. I'm gonna get whiplash.
Mom, is your face breaking out?
No. Not been using that cleanser, have you? Now, Dr. Young prescribed that cleanser for a reason, to cleanse.
She looks old.
Just lit class. Paris, with everything I have
compared
going
to
on
Lorelai,
right now, the last thing I need to do is face a bunch of bored people who are gossiping about me.
Oh.
I'll see you later at home. Use that cover stick I got you.
Surprise, they won't be gossiping about you for long. They're gonna gossip about Lorelai and Mackie
right now.
Yes,
you are.
Watching you turn your head to talk to me is so funny.
Okay, see, I told you not to tell me.
Sorry.
Mr. Medina's class, huh?
The fancy book owner himself.
How does first annual Mother-Daughter Ditch Day sound?
Not happening.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Mother-Daughter Challenge show time.
On Monday, we will start a 2-week exercise in creative writing, but that doesn't mean we stop reading. One of the greatest inspirations for working writers is the writing of others that they admire. Walt Whitman read Homer, Dante, Shakespeare. And the novelist, Edna O'Brien, has been quoted as saying that every writer should read some Proust every day. Now, at this point, normally, I would impress the parents by pulling out a copy of Proust's Swan's Way and reading a particularly difficult passage. But alas, you're all saved. I've misplaced my copy.
Or I placed the book.
That does it. Parents, thank you for coming.
So
students,
have...
papers on Whitman are due tomorrow. And those of you who are just starting tonight, I'll be able to tell.
And she's looking at him like, oh, I actually do kind of like him. And you know why? Because you do like him.
Having second thoughts.
You go on ahead, okay? I'm going to talk to Max for a second.
Please be nice.
I will. Hi.
Hi. It's nice to see you.
Yeah. I've been really busy.
Oh, sure. I assumed.
Ooh. I wanted to give this back to you.
Keep it.
I really liked it. I liked the first 20 pages anyway, and then I got busy, and I can see you really need it, so...
What's going on, Lorelai?
Nothing. I just don't think a book whose first sentence is 20 pages long is for me.
Well, I left 4 messages.
I know. I've been meaning to call.
What's been keeping you?
I don't know. Things.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
She's all bad at this.
Sorry?
Oh, it's horrible.
That I didn't call.
Okay.
So. Here.
Why do you keep on trying to give me the book?
Because it's yours.
Is there something going on here that I don't know about?
Yeah. I hate Proust.
Lorelei.
Look, Rory's out there waiting for me, so...
Wait a minute. Oh, my God, I cannot believe what an idiot I am.
What?
You're breaking up with me, aren't you?
Yeah. She can't say it.
Not only are you breaking up with me, you're doing it really badly.
Am I being graded?
Well, I know. She's, I'm a little disappointed. I would have expected a better dumping from you.
Nobody's dumping anybody.
Really? Then what is this?
I just need space.
Okay, you're dumping him.
I don't. In fact, I want as little space as possible. 100 clowns crammed into a Volkswagen. That's the kind of non-space I'm talking about.
Oh.
It's not working.
It was working pretty good the other night.
Look, it is what I've been trying to tell you all along. This is a family. Rory and I, you walked into a family, but you weren't listening, and now she's getting attached, and I'm afraid that she is going
to
get hurt.
So your solution to all of this is not to return my calls?
It just took me a while to figure things out, and it all came clear when I realized how much we could hurt Rory.
Don't you mean how much we could hurt Lorelei?
Hey, I can take care of myself.
I don't understand this. I thought we went through this. We decided that Rory could handle it.
Well, maybe she can, and maybe she can't. I'm not ready to find out. Well,
I'm not going to let you off that easily.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it.
There has to be.
There isn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, no, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
What, are we in high school? Well, I know we are in high school.
This is so not you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, you don't know everything about me.
I guess not.
She's just an elder teen.
Blaming this all on Rory and giving me these lame apologies was weak, pathetic, and beneath you.
Let's take your damn book.
You missed me.
Stop it.
I know you did. You're missing me right now, aren't you?
Yes.
Answer me.
Look, oh, class is over.
We're back in session.
Well, I didn't raise my hand, so don't call on me.
Oh, right. This is a lot of metaphors.
I'm here to give you this book back. Please take it.
I swear to God, if you try to give me that book one more time.
Oh, they're going to make out. Okay, there they go. This is the perfect place to make out. The middle of his classroom where anybody could walk in. Paris just saw them.
Just like that, Paris.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Shit. Now what's she going to do with this information?
Oh, no. Well, Paris already yelled that she was at the party with her cousin, and then her parents' situation
happened. Oh, no, she just told someone. Oh, no, she's spreading the rumor. Holy shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, now she's the queen bee because of this terrible rumor. God damn it. Oh, no. Chad Michael Murray just kissed...
Kristen just made a kissy face at Rory.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, everyone's just talking about the mom that Mr. Medina was seen kissing just now.
What?
Oh, no.
The weird thing is, she looks a lot like your mom.
What are you talking
about?
Damn
it, Paris.
Your mom, Mr. Medina, mouths open. I saw them. How's the coleslaw? Good?
Ugh.
Oh, Paris.
Hey. Did you save me some Jell-O? What?
This...
Whoa.
Conversation should have taken place outside of school. This is so insane. Proper reaction, honestly.
Could have smacked that brick.
I know.
Were you kissing him?
What?
Mr. Medina, just now, were you kissing him?
Yes.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You said you were breaking up with him.
I was.
I know I told you to be nice, but this was a little extreme, don't you think?
It wasn't supposed to happen.
Paris saw you. It's all over the school.
Yeah, girl.
I'm so sorry. I really am. See, this is exactly why I didn't want to date him.
You didn't want to date him so you wouldn't come to my school and kiss him and humiliate me?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Why would you do this?
Because I'm human. Because I screwed up. I'm sorry.
If you like him so much, then why are you breaking up with him?
Look, I broke the rules when I brought him into our lives, and I realize now that that was a very bad idea.
But why?
Why? Because we are standing in this stairwell yelling at each other. That's why. Because it's affecting you. It's seeping into your life, and that is the whole reason I made these rules in the first place, is to protect you.
You know what? Maybe it was good that you hid your personal life from me when I was a kid, but I'm not a kid anymore.
No,
You're right. You're a 40-year-old divorcee. My mistake.
I can't believe you're blaming this on me.
I'm not blaming you.
You made up these stupid rules years ago about the way the Gilmore women would run their lives, and now you're sticking to them even though they're crazy.
Oh, hey, my crazy, stupid rules are the reason we are doing so good in our lives. They're the reason you grew up the way you did, and the reason you're even in this school, and the reason you're going to go to Harvard. So don't you dismiss my rules.
Fine. Great. Well, maybe it's time for the rules to change.
Yes, well, that is for me to figure out, not you.
Great. Fine. Well, could you figure it out before French class? Because I'd rather you didn't start making out with Mrs. Collins.
Hey, no promises until I see what she looks like.
Look, let's just refrain from fighting in front of the grandma, okay?
Fine with me.
Okay, they're in front of grandma's house.
The last thing I need tonight is a confrontation with my mother.
Emily already knows. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, she totally fucking knows. Oh, she's mad. Oh, my God.
That was the face of knowing.
Roy, go upstairs, please.
Oh, my God.
Everything okay?
No.
I have to talk to your mother, please, upstairs. Shit.
Well,
yep.
Now, Rory.
Well, you know, Lorelai's so a child. Funny. She deserves this.
Lorelai, come here.
Yeah, she is. She acts like a child. It's
hey,
fucking
Mom,
crazy.
Did I do something wrong?
I try to understand you. I truly do. But sometimes your behavior baffles me beyond belief.
And which behavior is this, Mom?
Do you have no shame?
Is that intended as a rhetorical question, or...?
Rory goes to school in that place. She has a reputation to protect. You're her mother.
How did you...
You're supposed to shield her from shame, not cause it.
Oh, Mom.
Kissing a teacher?
Yeah.
In a classroom? On Parents' Day?
It's so dumb.
They wanted us to get more involved with the school.
Are you insane?
No, but you are if you think I am discussing this with you.
That was pretty funny.
That's such a good line.
Yeah. Mom?
I have friends, Lorelai. Headmaster Charleston's wife, for one.
Oh, that's great.
The entire school is talking about it, and what do I say? How do I defend this?
It was a mistake.
A mistake? A mistake? Is that what you call it, a mistake?
Well, I tried to call it Al, but it would only answer to mistake.
A mistake is when you throw out your credit
Not
card.
As good of a line.
A mistake is when you forget to RSVP
no.
to a dinner party. A mistake is when the gardeners miss trash day and the barrels are full for a week. This, my girl, was not a mistake. Do you even know this man?
No, this is the first time I'd seen him, and I don't know, there was just something about the way he held the chalk, and...
This is not the time for your jokes.
Yes, I knew
She's
him.
She's been joking the whole time.
Him.
Why on earth would you date Rory's teacher?
That is none of your business.
It most certainly is.
How do you figure that?
When it affects my granddaughter, it becomes my business.
I don't want to talk about this with you.
I just want to know what you were thinking. What was the reasoning? How on earth did you justify it to yourself?
Max is a great guy.
Yeah.
An amazing guy. He's smart. He's sweet.
She's starting to cry.
He cooks.
So you decided to kiss him in your daughter's school?
No, I decided to break up with him in my daughter's school. And the kissing part just happened.
You always let your emotions get in the way. That's the problem with you, Lorelai. You don't think.
Oh, my God.
Please.
He's just a man, Lorelai.
No, he's not.
Oh, so what are you telling me? That this was all worth it because he was the love of your life, that this was the man for you?
You don't know. She,
I don't
he
know.
May be.
He might have been.
I don't know. This, yeah. I see where they're coming
some,
from.
I have
but...
some mixed feelings about this whole situation.
See, I told you.
Well, and that's the thing with the show. It's kind of like nothing's really super straightforward. And, you know, that's the fun of it, I guess.
...a teacher.
I guess.
I wish my mom would sleep with my teacher. It would make midterms a lot easier.
Jesus Christ.
Madeline, ooh, puncher.
Would you excuse us for a minute? Ooh, catfight. Go. You're not going to kiss me, are you?
What is wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm great.
You've just spent the past 2 weeks with all of your family's private problems printed in the newspaper for everyone to read and talk about. I saw how you walked around here. I saw how much you hated it, and then you turn around and pull something like this? Doesn't that seem crazy to you? Do you have any idea how many people you've hurt? Forget me and my mom. What about Mr. Medina? He likes you. He encourages you. He holds up your papers and tells the class how great you are.
Rory,
and then you
always
turn
being the bigger
and
person.
Spread stories about him. Whatever. Forget it. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I do like Mr. Medina.
Well, I'd take some dance classes because the way you express yourself needs a little work.
I.
What?
Probably shouldn't have told people what I saw.
Okay,
no,
there
you
go.
I'm sorry.
Shaming people is the way to do it.
Things have been, well, not good.
Yeah, we know.
I know.
I just didn't want them talking about me anymore.
Everyone's aware.
That's all.
Yeah, it's all obvious, Paris.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know, if you ever want to talk...
Hey, we are not friends.
Oh, that I know. But if you ever do want to talk about...
I will. If I want to.
Okay.
Okay.
But I probably won't.
Yeah, you will. You have no friends.
This is a dance right here.
I'm around.
Okay. I'm going now.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe they are going to make out.
I doubt I will.
Well, there's a pretty good tension between Rory and Paris.
I'm not holding my breath.
This scene is pretty sexy. It's like Max and Lorelai in the classroom.
I saw the little lightning, the little lightning line between their foreheads. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Okay, we are in the kitchen of the inn with Suki and Jackson.
Squash blossoms.
All make out, make out.
And fry up and serve to the desensitized masses who just want what they know. Hurrah, mediocrity wins again.
Jackson.
You know what? I'm not even going to charge you for this. I am not going to profit off the death of creativity. I would rather starve myself.
She's smiling
than know
at
that
him
my
when
food
saying
was
this.
Paid for by the lowered expectations of the American public.
Jackson?
What?
Would you like to go to dinner sometime?
Oh.
With me?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That is so cute.
The way he said okay was everything I wanted.
Oh, that was very sweet. That was very cute.
Hey, mister, want to buy a really nice copy of Proust?
How you doing?
Well, you know.
He's met Max. You? She's met Max at a coffee
you know
shop.
It also.
Yeah. Is this the first coffee shop they met at?
Yeah, for next to her school.
So that parents' day is fun.
School in Hartford?
It was a big hit this year.
Look, the other day, we were going skating, and Rory said, why don't we invite Max to come along with us? And that was a little weird for me.
Me too. I don't skate.
She's never really referred to anyone I've dated by their first name before. I've always kept her out of that part of my life, so it was like the mustache guy, the earring guy, the peg leg guy.
Oh, so you have a thing for pirates.
She never called anyone by their name before. She likes you. She likes us. And so my mind instantly went to, oh, my God, what if we break up? She'll be crushed. And then my next thought was, oh, my God, what if we break up? I'll be crushed. And then, as you know, all hell broke loose.
Ugh.
I understand.
I freaked out. I'm so sorry. I never meant to treat you like
that. This guy
is
a real gem for
dealing
with this.
Ask Skippy.
Skippy?
I'm so, so sorry.
Bring it back, Skippy.
I was called into Headmaster Charleston's office today.
Let me guess. He put his arm around you and said, I don't understand why you crazy kids can't work this out.
He said I was...
Emily, it is kind of similar to when your hamster got a little too clingy and then you decided to throw it across the room.
That is not what happened at all.
Okay.
I was jeopardizing.
That's absolutely not how I would describe it.
First, I was incensed, outraged. I mean, how dare he? And then I realized that he was right. What happened the other day was completely unprofessional.
It really wasn't good.
I never in my life would have considered pulling off something like this. He should have fired me.
But he didn't.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. The word probation was tossed around quite a bit, though.
Sorry.
I was the one who started the kiss.
Yeah, I'm the one who knocked it up to NC-17.
What?
Honestly, did not think that this was going to be so complicated.
I know.
They have sex on the...
You told me it would be.
On the table or something?
Want to.
It's not your fault. If I hadn't acted like a two-year-old and tried to run away and pretend that you weren't what you are to me, then we wouldn't have fought and we wouldn't have kissed and I wouldn't have humiliated my daughter and the whole thing would have been fine.
Yeah, maybe.
This isn't heading in a good direction. I can
No, it's
it.
Not.
I do not know what to do here.
They're going to break up now, aren't they?
I've never been in a relationship like this before. I'm not thinking straight.
I know. Me either.
That was a great kiss.
Beyond great.
They're like in the end conversation.
We need to take a little time away from each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it crushed him too. Like, it's not good.
How to do this. So it's
yeah, the way
so
you were
hard.
Treating him.
Sure.
And the backlash she got from his job.
Yeah, it's not good.
I don't have any other answers right now.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And he should never put it past Lorelai to freak out again, because she fucking will.
I really like you, Lorelai Gilmore.
Well, as long as we have that straightened out.
Goodbye, Lorelai.
Yeah.
I remember the Max situation being kind of brief, so
this might be it for him. I think it's done now, yeah. And honestly, totally makes sense that it would end like this, because they really did not understand the consequences of their actions, especially even dating each other. Like, it's a big deal.
Mom. Yeah, they were not acting smart.
Mom, home!
Oh, Lorelai's sad.
Mom? Yeah, I mean, she did break up with him, so.
Oh, she's crying!
Oh. She got into bed with her and is rubbing her hair. She laid down next to her. Aww.
Comforting her mom.
Yeah, that kind of got all fucked up.
Yeah, it just went from bad to worse real fast.
Yeah, because when you're dating someone who is linked in another way of your life and work is involved, it has to be transparent what's going on, like, to their bosses, and you know, it's like, things need to be organized, but obviously when you're dating somebody, you can't really do that all the time. Like, people who are coworkers, I mean, bosses date their like employees sometimes, and that's like, they have to like go about it very specifically, you know, and make sure that companies know and sign paperwork and stuff like that. And obviously this is not that kind of situation, but you know, that's why these things exist.
Still a very sticky situation to have a relationship. Like, it's just, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah. But, you know, it's unfortunately done with Max, and I'm sure Lorelai will date several other people before she ends up with Luke.
So these rules that she puts up, obviously it's like, basically have this person be completely separate from her and Rory's life,
mm-hmm.
which, sure, I guess makes sense if you're kind of just starting out, but like, if she was starting to feel things for Max, then those rules definitely needed to be adjusted. She could not just,
yeah,
you can't fall in love with someone and want to spend the rest of your life with them and still have them be completely separate from Rory. Like, that is not how that's going to work. And that's like how Lorelai was making it sound. It was like, well, my personal life was never supposed to. Her personal life becomes Rory's personal life. Like, they are a unit. They have to mesh at some point. There needs to be, needs to come together.
Yeah, it 100% does. So
this is part of the reason why I fucking hate Lorelai so much.
She just acts like a child a lot. And that's not.
She makes dumb decisions and I get mad at her.
Yeah, I totally understand. You know, it incites a lot of anger, and that's what she's supposed to do. She's
a terrible person.
Okay, yeah. Boy, I think what's good about Amy's writing is that she definitely has so many shades of the differences of people. Like, you know, people are so many things, and she's really good at just making a full character. So I'm excited to see.
Even if the character is aggravating, like, there are characters in the show that aren't aggravating, and they're really great characters too. Like Sookie, she's completely fine. I mean, I really like Emily's character, Emily Gilmore as well, even though she can be an asshole too. But like, I feel like she's a lot more traditional and a little dated, but I feel like a lot of what she says makes sense.
Right. You're like, well, I'm siding with her on this one, so...
For being, like, the traditional grandma in the situation. Exactly. Like, why would you think this was smart to do? Like...
But, you know, what I don't like about the way that Emily treats Lorelai is, like, she's honestly she's way too judgmental and controlling, of her own daughter. And obviously, that's the reason why Lorelai acts the way she does, too, because... she's been like controlled her whole life, and her mom says things to her similarly to the way that like Paris's mom was saying things to her, you know, to try to like take her down a peg and say things like, you always do this. Why do you have to act like this? And, you know, that just makes people more defiant. Like when you're a parent and you're just trying to like change the behavior of your child, you don't like go about it like that. You know, you kind of have to go through it with praise instead of criticism. Not that we are parents.
See it from their side too, like not just from your side.
Yeah.
Like it's my way or the highway. Like it's, you need to, you just need to be more observant about the situation.
Yeah. And obviously there's just like reasons why people act like this. Cause, and it's just like so realistic. It does make me again, like just really like impressed with Amy Sherman Palladino's writing, in that sense. So anyway, I this episode was pretty good. You know, it was a bit annoying. So I'm gonna give this
episode. It was annoying and dramatic.
Yeah, just like a lot, and it was a lot of things happening. So I'm gonna give this book 5 Proust books out of. I'm gonna give this episode, not book, excuse me, 5 Proust books out of 10.
Very good, very good. You said 5?
Yeah, 5.
I'm gonna give it I thought it was also good, especially like we knew the whole Max Padilla situation was gonna hit the fan for sure.
I have something if you need an object.
I have an object. I have an. I'm just trying to think of.
Is it
I'm
the same one I'm thinking of?
I don't know. We won't know until I say it. okay. I just don't know if I want to rate it lower than yours or the same or higher. I kind of first instinct. I'm thinking lower.
Uh-huh.
Like, but like this episode didn't annoy me that much. And like, and sometimes an episode's supposed to annoy you. I'm gonna give this one 5.
This is the longest you have ever deliberated on this.
In my defense, I've been so indecisive lately, so this is purely me. Fine, I'm gonna give it 4.5. What did she call him? Zucchini tushes?
Yeah.
Squash tushes, whatever.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah.
The little zucchini tushes at a 10. I don't know. A 4.5 seems kind of low. Like this episode was good.
I think that's appropriate. I think it's appropriate.
Okay, I'm gonna keep it.
I was gonna say it could be rusty ice skates. That was another.
Oh, that I completely forgot that even was brought up. Like it was such a small little scene that happened. We didn't even see them ice skate. So no. It was like the second they brought up ice skating, it was over. And it was like, oh, this definitely happened. They went ice skating.
Okay.
Did it though? No, it didn't.
All right. Well. That was Gilmore Girls, episode 11. We're more than halfway done now.
Yeah, with season 1. We're not more than halfway done with the show. Goodness gracious. Do not get my hopes up.
It's going to take us literally years to watch as the other shows we watched it. Because that's how slow we move.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, everybody. Think of all the things that are going to happen in our lives by the time we finish the show.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm getting married for one of them. That's pretty big.
Yeah. I'll be moving while we're still recording this.
100%. And we'll be doing recordings in person together in the future, which is just so wonderful. Oh, my God.
That'll be magical without my laptop taking off and being so loud in the background. Like, my computer's so rude. Okay. That's it for this episode. I'm going to close it out now.
Do it. I got stuff to do.
If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you... Stop laughing.
I'm just laughing because you're staring at your microphone sideways.
If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to follow our social media, we have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch. So please check that out. But thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.